In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Fasten your seatbelts. We are in for a wild and wonderful ride. We're off the map. We're in uncharted territory. But fear not, God is with us, and it's going to be fun. Yesterday, I was consecrated as Bishop of Georgia in a service that, well, was the first ever to have most of the congregation taking part via live stream, with only 10 of us in the nave of the church and then a few other people, the live stream crew, the organist and Joshua Barner chanting up in the balcony. And, you know, I mentioned that because it really shows a way that we can find to be creative and to do things we never imagined possible, calling forth gifts that we need for now, well, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I got to tell you, it was amazing. I mean, when you look at the way that the choirs came together, three virtual choirs with very different hymns. We had banners and procession from around the diocese. There might have only been a small group of us in the nave, but more than 100 people took part in creating that worship that we experienced yesterday. And God really showed up. You know, the thing is that the church has lived through unprecedented times over and over. I mean, we have been through the Spanish flu in this diocese, but we did it, of course, without the benefit of high-speed internet and the ability to use Facebook Live and YouTube to communicate as I am now preaching across the diocese in this sermon. But when we look at what God was doing on that first feast of Pentecost, we see how God still operates as God always has. Those disciples, they didn't know what came next, but they were just trying to be faithfully following Jesus. They were gathering every day. They were devoting themselves to prayer. Jesus said that he would send the Holy Comforter to them, and they wait and they watch and they pray, and God shows up. And a group of unassuming people who nobody really was listening to before suddenly go out, and over time, their witness to Jesus Christ transforms the world and all of human history. That is what God can do in and through us if we will offer our faithfulness to God. So when I look at that service yesterday, I see the way in which new challenges offer new opportunities for the same faithfulness, and they yield different results in this new time. And so I don't have a carefully crafted plan for the diocese. I can't say we're going to do this, this, and this, because look, in January, none of us saw this coming. We didn't have a plan for anything like yesterday or what I'm doing this morning. But I do know that the Reverend Julia Sierra Reyes brought the word yesterday in a very important way, is she called me to be faithful. Now, she was playing off a conversation that she and I had as we talked about the consecration in advance, and she didn't name that in the sermon, but she had asked me, you know, about what I thought about becoming bishop, and I told her that what I wanted to do was to make sure that I didn't try to be a great bishop, that I think the church has suffered plenty from people who wanted to find greatness in this call, and I said that, you know, I think if I could be a good bishop, that I would like that. But as she unpacked the message in the sermon, what she did is she moved it from being good to being faithful, which is much more challenging in a way, and less about me. Because she was exactly right in that sermon yesterday when she said, Frank, this is not about you. And truthfully, for those of you listening, it's not about you either. If we get this right, this being the body of Christ in our corner of the vineyard that is the Diocese of Georgia, it's about the people in our communities who are lost and hurting. They know sin. They know messing their lives up. They know how things can get off track, but they don't know about grace, mercy, love, and forgiveness the way that you and I do. They don't know about the power of the love of God to transform our lives. We've seen it, many people's lives change for good, for the better, by the power of God is found in Jesus Christ. And that same spirit that transformed lives, those first disciples, working through, well, people like me and you. One of the things that I talked about in the process leading up to the election was how I know that God never gives the answer to one person, no matter how competent that person is. because we see that in Jesus simplifying the gospel. We are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love our neighbor as ourselves. Love God, love our neighbor, love ourselves. We were literally created to be with each other. We are created to love our neighbor even as we love ourselves and love God. And so when we get our purpose right, it's really about reaching out to those others who still need that love of God that we have found. That's the why we miss the connection so much. We were created for connection. And this online worship is wonderful as it can be. And I've really enjoyed our diocesan worship. I've enjoyed visiting congregations and their worship. It's not the same. You know, it's funny, you look at the gospel and the passage from Acts, and I see it differently now because I read it, and literally when I think of all the disciples in the upper room packed together, that seems unsafe, like not practicing social distancing and being in the same air for too long would, you know, that sort of thing. And then Jesus in the gospel, he goes and he breathes on his disciples, and I never saw that quite risky. I mean, the disciples, yes, Lord, we know you want the movement to go viral, but not quite like that. Okay, sorry, dad joke. But seriously, you look at the readings and you see, well, it actually was risky. It was always risky for that group to gather in a countercultural movement that would end up overturning the Roman Empire by the power of the Holy Spirit. It was always risky to put love of God first. The empire wants the empire to come first. That's how we got our first Christian martyrs. They would not deny Jesus and offer sacrifices to the emperor. They would rather sing hymns of praise to God and pray for those who were killing them. And at our best, Christianity has offered a leaven of love, like yeast working its way through bread, that we have transformed our cultures by loving people in a way that reflects our love of God as found in Jesus Christ. And so on this Pentecost, I look at that and say, I don't know what's coming next, but I know God has surprised me and delighted me in ways that I could never see coming. And so I am up for this journey with you. I don't have the answers. I do have a lot of the questions, and I do understand that we as the body of Christ work together. It's going to be great. I don't know where we're going, not exactly, but I know what it looks like is faithfully following Jesus, loving our neighbors as ourselves, even as we love God. And you know, we're off the map. We're in uncharted territory. Fasten your seatbelts because it's going to be a wild and wonderful ride. Amen.